on just the site. As far as I'm concerned, and the Executive Council of the Union of Communications Workers is concerned, that we will totally support the mine workers in relation to this particular dispute. We have made it quite clear to the post office and also to the government that no postman will cross any picket lines as far as the mine workers' dispute is concerned. It's most important that you understand that during the 1971 strike that we was involved in, we had massive support from the mine workers and other trade unionists right away throughout the country. It is equally important that we understand that this battle will not be won by a decision that is made in that Congress today. It will be won by every active trade unionist implementing that decision right the way throughout the length and breadth of the trade union movement. That's what's got to be done, colleagues. It's also most important that we understand that as far as trade unionism is concerned, that every time there's been a Tory government, trade unionists have been under attack. I was involved in the Grunwick dispute, where we had mass picketing, and we agreed as a union to crack Grunwick Mall right away throughout the length of the London area of the post office. As a result of that action, the post office decided to suspend 100 workers at Cricklewood. And as a result of that, the union was taken to the court concerning that type of action. I will be recommending to our members that if the miners put up picket lines anywhere, any place, no mail will be delivered right the way throughout the country where those miners put up those pickets.